When you hear the story of the first Thanksgiving, you may picture one cheerful meal that began a national holiday. But history is more like a puzzle than a picture. Some pieces come from people who were there. Other pieces were added much later. Today we will sort those pieces carefully. Our first idea is evidence. In 1621, English colonists at Plymouth held a harvest gathering with Wampanoag people. Edward Winslow, a colonist, described the event in a report printed in 1622. William Bradford, another colonial leader, also wrote about the colony and its early years. These writings are important because they were created close to the time of the gathering. Still, these sources do not answer every question. They were written from the English colonists' point of view. They tell us what those writers noticed and chose to record. They do not give us a full conversation with every Wampanoag person who attended. Historians compare these accounts with other evidence, including archaeology, later records, and Wampanoag knowledge passed through generations. Our second idea is context. The gathering happened after a difficult time for native communities in the region. Illnesses brought by Europeans had caused terrible losses among the Wampanoag and other native peoples. The English settlement was also struggling. The meeting was connected to food, diplomacy, and a relationship between leaders, including Wampanoag leader Osamaquin and Plymouth's leaders. It was not simply a friendly beginning with no problems. Winslow described several days of food and activities. He mentioned Wampanoag people joining the gathering and bringing food. But he did not call the event the first Thanksgiving. In English history, people sometimes held special days of prayer and thanks. So the 1621 harvest gathering and the holiday we know today are related in some ways, but they are not exactly the same thing. Our third idea is change over time. Many Thanksgiving customs developed long after 1621. Stories, paintings, school lessons, and public celebrations gradually connected the harvest gathering to a national holiday. In 1863, during the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a national Thanksgiving Day. Later traditions often made the 1621 story seem simpler and more peaceful than the evidence shows. This is why Wampanoag perspectives matter. The Wampanoag are not only people from a chapter in a textbook. They are a living native nation with their own communities, history, and knowledge. Wampanoag writers, educators, and historians help explain that the gathering took place on their homeland. They also remind us that native people continued living, adapting, and protecting their culture after the English arrived. Listening to those perspectives does not erase the written sources. It helps us read them more carefully. A good historian asks, who created this evidence? When was it created? What might be missing? What do other people say? These questions are useful far beyond this topic. They help us study any event where different groups experience the same moment in different ways. Let us recap. The 1621 gathering is supported by early colonial accounts, but those accounts show only part of the story. The gathering happened during a complicated relationship shaped by loss, survival, food, and diplomacy. The modern Thanksgiving holiday grew through later traditions, and Wampanoag perspectives help us understand both the gathering and its lasting meaning. When you hear a familiar historical story, what questions could you ask to find the missing perspectives?